Minister for Justice Helen McEntee has announced she will not attend the annual conference at the Garda Representative Association in Mayo next week because Garda Commissioner Drew Harris has not been invited. Paul Reynolds, our crime correspondent, is with us. What's going on here, Paul?
Well, Gavin, relations between the GRA, which represents over 11,000 rank-and-file Gardaí, and the Garda Commissioner have not been good for some time. Last year, people may remember that 98% of rank-and-file Gardaí who voted no confidence in Drew Harris. And then in February of this year, in another unprecedented move, the Garda Representative Association announced it would not be inviting the Garda Commissioner to address or attend its annual conference. Now, the association said that in the light of the fact that over 98% of its members voted no confidence in the Commissioner, it could not maintain credibility if it afforded Drew Harris an opportunity to articulate a management message. It said trust had broken down between the Commissioner and the Garda Representative Association and its members, and it accused him of creating an overarching atmosphere of fear by the overzealous application of discipline and oversight, which they say is impacting the Gardaí's ability to do their job with confidence. And it also said that morale in An Garda Síochána was, quote, in tatters. It is, however, the first time any Garda association has declined to invite the Garda Commissioner to its annual conference. The Minister was invited, but last night she announced that she has now declined that invitation.
So what exactly has the Minister said?
Well, she said she has engaged with the GRA in recent weeks, and she said she has asked them to reconsider inviting the Garda Commissioner, but that the GRA declined. She said she has now made the decision that, quote, it would not be appropriate to attend the conference, and that, quote, attendance would undermine the office of the Garda Commissioner. The Minister also said she will continue to engage with the GRA, however, and that she's, quote, absolutely committed to making progress on the issues facing the men and women of An Garda Síochána and to working with the Commissioner and representative groups to deliver a number of important reforms. However, it's another first in the sense it's the first time a Minister for Justice has refused an invitation to attend and address the Garda delegates at their annual conference.
What are the implications of all of this, Paul?
Well, there's already a row between the Commissioner and the rank and file, and they will now see this as the Minister taking Drew Harris's side. They will see it as a snub. Some members I spoke to last night say it calls into question the Minister and the government's support for the Gardaí, particularly in the light of the appointment of Simon Harris's Taoiseach and his statement of the government's strong commitment to law and order and to supporting the Gardaí. The GRA conference starts in Westport next Tuesday. The Prison Officers Association's annual conference takes place in Sligo 2 days later. That's another justice conference, and the Minister has accepted the invitation to attend that conference and address the delegates. The GRA weren't available for comment last night or earlier this morning, but we expect a statement from them later today in response to the Minister's announcement.
Paul, thank you. That's our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.